Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are on digital, FM, satellite, and online at npr.org/Bryant Park. You can't get away from us. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Bill Wolf. We have lots to come, including the return of Jamie Tarabay from Iraq. She's been our Baghdad bureau chief over there for 2 years, and she will describe to us her experience and give us her observations. That's just in just a minute. But first, here's more news with Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. U.S. soldiers in Iraq have made a harrowing discovery this week. American troops found mass graves north of Baghdad next to a torture center where chains were attached to blood-spattered walls and a metal bed frame was still connected to an electrical shock system. That's according to a military spokesman who discussed the discovery. Separately, at least 13 Iraqis were killed when a suicide bomber targeted a group of people who had gathered around U.S. soldiers. Military officials say they suspect the torture center was run by Al-Qaeda in Iraq. They found it after a tip from Iraqis in the area. The federal government has stepped in to try to help ease all the congestion at U.S. airports that caused such massive airline delays. Yesterday, the FAA announced a plan to cap flights at two big airports in New York. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has details.
Transportation Secretary Mary Peters says the government had to step in.
Because absent intervention of some sort, next summer, if you can imagine that, would have been even worse in the summer of 07.
This year was the worst on record for late flights, and many delays started in New York and spread to other airports. Peters says the industry agreed to limit the number of takeoffs and landings at JFK Airport.
The scheduling caps were voluntarily agreed to by the airlines, who agreed to shift certain flights out of the peak period of time to off-peak so we could accommodate the same number, frankly more flights, but in a more dependable and more orderly fashion.
The FAA is also negotiating with the airlines to limit flights at Newark. LaGuardia already has flight caps. The new restrictions will take effect in March and last for 2 years.
NPR's Kathleen Schalk reporting. Explosions and fires at a chemical plant yesterday in Florida killed 4 people and injured at least 14. It's not clear what caused the explosions at the T2 laboratories. Chemical solvents and fuel additives are made at the plant. Witnesses told the Florida Times Union paper that debris from that afternoon explosion flew several stories into the air. A team from the U.S. Chemical Safety Board is expected to arrive today on the scene to investigate the explosion and fire. And the man who bought the Magna Carta this week for $21.3 million says he'll return the historic document to the U.S. National Archives. Washington business titan David Rubenstein bought the only copy of the Magna Carta in the U.S. during an auction at Sotheby's in New York. The document is one of only 17 copies of the 13th century agreement known to be in existence. Its previous owner was Texas billionaire Ross Perot, who had loaned it out to the National Archives. Now Rubenstein has bought it, but he says he intends to keep it at the National Archives as well. The bottom line, money changes hands, the Magna Carta stays put. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
You guys,
all right,
you have a special guest in there.
We do, and we do want you to stick around for this
I'm going
next
to.
Segment.